It's summer, and dare we say it is hot. We may be heat indexed out by now. It is so hot that most of us, if we're willing to admit it, can easily think of somewhere else we'd rather be.
Let's see. Alaska would be a good place to be right now.
Lake Michigan, sandy, pebbly beach in the freezing cold water, thinking about how warm it is in North Carolina.
A swimming pool in the house on the air conditioner.
The inside of a beer cooler.
Oh, man. I saw that the high today in London was 75, so I think that would be just about perfect.
No, I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be than here. Even in the heat and humidity, nothing beats North Carolina.
I don't know, sometimes we go to the mountains and get inside the river, float down it a little bit. It's right inside a national park.
That's a sampling of some folks this week in Chapel Hill, most of them thinking about cooler spots. One national park referred to just might be Pisgah National Forest, south of Boone in the western mountains of North Carolina. Gary Greer is the district fire management officer for the Grandfather Ranger District in the Pisgah National Forest, which includes the Linville Gorge. Gary Greer has been in the forest for 30 years, and he has seen a lot of people come to cool off in the summers. Thanks for talking with us, Gary Greer.
You're welcome. Glad to be of some help here.
Well, you know, folks are looking for a cooler place to go, and the mountains seem to beckon them. So make the case for Linville Gorge. Is that a much cooler place to be in the summertime?
It's pretty good. Actually, we don't do a lot of advertising because it is a wilderness area, and it's real primitive. It's kind of the hidden treasure of North Carolina. It's kind of the mini Grand Canyon. A lot of Western folks are pretty impressed with it because it's just the rock formations and the ruggedness of the gorge itself.
When you say primitive, what do you mean?
Primitive meaning there's no developed camping at all down in the gorge. You can drive around the rim on the east and the west, and there's several overlooks that you can pull off and have a real nice view, scenic view. If you decide to enter the gorge, you go down, the trails are almost vertical. They're pretty rough trails. You got to be in fairly good physical condition to be able to go to the bottom and back out.
How long are those trails? I guess you're starting high up and then you're walking, as you would describe it, almost straight down. I mean, is this a couple of miles?
It is. There's several trails on probably six or so on the west rim of the gorge and at least eight trails that you can enter on the east side of the Linville Gorge. Most of them, we try to build them on a contour. You've got several switchbacks. There'll be some steep places where you just got to be careful where you walk, but it's not your typical trail. It drops in elevation from about 1,500 feet from the top of the rim down to the river.
There's a waterfall there?
There is. It's called Linville Falls. That's a big drawing card. It's about a one-mile hike. That's on the very north end of the Linville Gorge, and it's real popular.
Now, you can get into the river if you care to. What do people do there? Is it swimming? Is it rafting?
Most of it's swimming, and again, a lot of them don't walk from the top just to go swimming. You know, most folks go down to camp, do an overnighter, and maybe hike down one trail and go up the river, up or down the river, and come out a different trail so they can make a loop.
So if a person is hoping to get away from it all, can they do that there? How many people would be in the Linville Gorge area in a given weekend?
Our visitor center on the west side of the Linville Gorge, don't quote me on this till I get the papers, but we've had somewhere upwards of 30,000 visitors. That'd be for the annually.
Oh.
You know.
So it sounds like it could be a little bit remote if you're looking to get away from things.
It's very remote, and you're talking about a good, cool place to come. It is. There's a lot of virgin timber down in the Linville Gorge that it's never been cut, and we've had a major fire in there, a wildfire in the year 2000 that done a lot of damage in the gorge, but still there's a lot of huge trees and big timber that back at the turn of the century that loggers they couldn't get to that area. It left a lot of shade and stuff along the river.
It was years ago that I was visiting out there and remember hiking through, and the one thing I remember may not have been the trees, but just huge swaths of rhododendron, and I think they were rhododendron at least, and They were 8 and 10 feet tall, and you had to walk through these thickets of them.
Right.
And it was almost like you were walking through a fairy tale forest.
Yeah, that's still that way in some areas, even though we've got trails now that go through that, and you can go through that, you know, fairly easily.
So where do you go when you want to get away from the heat?
Pretty much in the mountains of North Carolina, just about anywhere. We're pretty unique up here, I think. We've got a lot of, the temperature can be, you know, comparable, I guess, to some of the lower counties and lower eastern part of the state, but it seems like you get a lot more shade. You get some wind breezes up here in the mountains just because of the topography. And it just seems to be a cooler and a nicer place because you've got so many different things you can look at, whether it be overlooks, waterfalls, or streams to get in.
Well, Gary Greer, thank you for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
Gary Greer is District Fire Management Officer for the Grandfather Ranger District in the Pisgah National Forest. Support for The State of Things comes from listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Thanks for listening. Stay cool. I'm Melinda Pencott.